right next to us, where we're standing, is Cache Creek. It's flowing pretty fast, and it's a greenish-brown color, which it often is. But if you're down here next to the Conservancy in the summertime, it's spring now, in the summertime, the water is very clear. It's almost sparkling crystal clear, and that's because it's not really surface water anymore. It's not coming from Clear Lake. It's groundwater. It's upwelling from the ground. Everyone depends on wells around here, and the amount of groundwater storage under our feet is 15, 20 times larger than what we have in the reservoirs upstream. So knowing that, we've got to take care of the groundwater, not pollute it, manage it properly. And this is one of the cool places to learn about groundwater, even though most people don't come here to do that. They think about the creek and surface water and the wildlife and the habitat, but it's a link to this underground world right here on the surface. If you come down here in the summer and you see beautiful Cache Creek with its crystal clear water and you step in the middle and start walking upstream, after a mile or two, the water disappears and you'll be walking on dry gravel for miles. It's a dynamic animal, the creek. It's quite flashy is the word, meaning that the flows come up very, very quickly from zero and drop very, very quickly. For example, where we're standing right now was under many feet of water just 2 days ago, and now it's not. Most of my day is spent thinking, talking, working on the creek. I have a team of technicians that help measure the water flows and take samples and check on the health of the creek, and it's very much a team effort. Our water system is manually operated. There's no pumps, there's no pipes, it's all ditches, and you go out there manually with your hands and pull boards and open gates with your hands, and it's kind of the same as it was before 1900, except we had pickup trucks instead of horses.